Start first of all by adjusting your motivation and thinking that you're here in this occasion in order to listen to the most profound teachings of the Mahayana. You do that thinking, having in your mind sentient beings who have been your mothers in the past and are as vast as the vastness of space. For their sake, you aspire to reach the state of perfect and complete enlightenment, a state that is characterized by the full development of all positive qualities, by the total elimination of all negativity. With this particular thought in your mind, please adjust your motivation. Now we're looking at this word that we use so much, the word dharma. We use the Sanskrit word in our English translation. In Tibetan, it's the word chö, and it is said that dharma is actually the one means that we have that can help us eliminate as much as possible the different afflictions that we have within our minds. Examining the mind, we find that we possess a great variety and great strength of various afflictions. All of them can be condensed down into the three main poisons of attachment, hatred, and confusion. And these afflictions that exist within our minds are our real enemy. And the proper antidote to that is dharma. Dharma is the one thing that has the power to reduce the strength of those afflictions. And eventually, the more it is applied, it has the power to completely annihilate them, to completely pacify them. And this is how the state of peace, which is a state of separation from afflictions, can be achieved. Yesterday we mentioned briefly the three jewels, Buddha, Dharma and Sangha jewel. And when we look at the Sangha jewel, we can identify certain beings who are described as being arhats. Again, the word arhat is a Sanskrit word. In Tibetan it is drachomba. In English it can be translated as the four destroyer. So an arhat is someone who has annihilated, who has overcome one's own enemies. And here when we talk about enemies, we do not talk about the ordinary external enemies. Rather, we talk about the internal enemies. And these internal enemies are afflictions that exist within our minds and exist for as long as the mind has not been pacified. First of all, we have the enemy of attachment. Attachment which is desire generated towards various desirable objects. Then we have the enemy of hatred. The enemy of hatred can actually manifest in different ways. It can be physical hatred that can be, you know, shown to others through our physical facial expression, let's say. It could be verbal hatred that can be projected to others through the use of harsh words. And it could be mental hatred that it is generated and it's cultivated within our own mind. After the first two enemies of attachment and hatred, it is also important to look at the enemy of confusion. The enemy of confusion refers to the ignorance that is grasping at the self. Now this ignorance grasping of the self is actually a mistaken mind, a mind that miscomprehends, misunderstands the way that the self exists. And all these three enemies, together with the different types of afflictions, secondary afflictions can be generated from them, exist within our own minds. When we examine our minds to see how much or how many of those enemies exist, it is quite useful to look at it from the point of view of whether the path has been entered or whether we are still at the point where we have not entered the path yet. So we make this broad category of those who have not entered the path and those who have entered the path. And again, those within those who have entered the path, we can make the distinction between ordinary beings or those who have entered, have started with the Arya paths, the path of seeing and the path of meditation. And if we examine the mind, as we move along those different stages, we can see that gradually the mind becomes clearer and clearer as those enemies and those afflictions are gradually eliminated. Eventually, when one reaches the last of the paths, which is the path of normal learning, one can say that one has eliminated all of these internal enemies. And this is when the state of an arhat is actualized.
ว่าจะได้ยินไปยันดูได้ยินได้ก็จะนรกนั้นจะซื้อนั่งก็ได้ยมดุสมเสียจุดที่ว่าจะรู้ยังมันจะมาบุญยุติงี้ชื่อเจ้าอย่างมันจะมาบุญยุติงี้ว่าได้ยินได้ก็รู้ที่จิตใจก็กุดีกุศลเสด็จน่ะลุจิโกงก็โกว่าจะยึดจิตกุดีกุศลนี้จะมาการสิ่งก็ยมดีต้องมาเชื่อยังก็ยุติงี้ So, ว่าจะสมัครนั้นบริษัทเดชเสียเจตีละว่าจะต้องมีมโนเจียมไปยันนั้นสักครั้งเราไม่ไปอยู่ดีงี้ว่าจะมีกี่ว่าสมจิริกเดชเสียจีเกี่ยวกับสมจิริกเดชเสียจีว่าจะมีกี่กล้องมาเองบ่ปารมีริจีเดชเสียจีเดชสมอยู่ดีงี้ปารมีริจีว่าจะได้การศึกษาจากการเรียนนั้นยังดมดมละจะมีกี่ว่าชาลาพันธุ์ดีงี้ รองกงวิชานี้กิวายองมายังมีกิวายองมายังอุปนัจจุติเตนซอมมาจิสลิกกอกอจิตะวันซันตังกะชานี้ซบะคอมมะระวะมะบุยวะยะนะอจิลิชิจิกันเดมกุจิวะกัปซะลิชิเตละมาจับจุรจิงยิกะนซอกกอจิ telang ugur jing even taka ju, or ju da, barjiku desen, ju desen, yoba, naji, chug de yoba, or that in his reading chinguwa ju.
Now, we talked about the enemies, we talked about the existence of afflictions within our own minds, and we need to understand that there are many types of those afflictions, and they can be categorized according to their nature, but also they can be categorized according to their power and their strength. And as we say, those afflictions can become manifest through the three doors. So they can become obvious through physical, verbal and mental activities. But mainly when we talk about the existence or the manifestation of those afflictions, we need to understand that the enemy is inside. And when we talk about the enemy being inside, really we mean that the enemy exists within the mind. The mind is the main place where these afflictions exist, are cultivated, and they multiply. And the mind is the main one. And of course, you know, according to the way that the mind is operating, we are going to express ourselves verbally, and we're going to express ourselves physically as well. So it becomes very important to really understand the nature of the mind, to understand that when we talk about mind and consciousness, it's not that it is just one entity, but rather it is something which has many divisions in it, many different types of it. And in particular, when we talk about types of mind, it is important to make the main distinction between virtuous, non-virtuous, and neutral types of mind. Now, the important thing, virtuous and non-virtuous is easy to understand. It's a clear division. The interesting thing is this category of neutral types of mind, because according to their strength and according to the influence they received, at times they can be transformed into virtuous ones, and at times they can turn into non-virtuous ones. And Rinpoche made an analogy here, and he said it's very much like the political arena, right? You could have the government, and then you can have different parties within a democratic society. Some of them will be supporting the government at one particular time, some of them will be opposing the government, some of them would have a more neutral position, and that can change. So the mind is like this, has different departments with different roles.
我觉得我们的天哥如果对了我觉得公益区啊我是母亲那几那几几几我的那几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几 yodengi. Oda dendra yamba yandu dendra ga nisri di margin chenpa chigji. Deni jiga rongo, rongo jela nyomongwa ru. Magiwa samji ngoda jirwa yana di chichapa ama sovo di gandhi yama. Oda di aga tongche di gandhi yama. Da di aga ngunyir dan chigin rosan tangi di gandhi yama. Dendra ga desen di ha kwa jina riri riri kapti ko. Ojuda nyambo de tanya de namara ngoyan si dingi chenya chen gwa ji yan yin dingi oda dinda ji yin ba yin dingi tanda ti shua de rano to ji ge ge sem ge sem number ji ba de sen give sen ma give sen varmi sen kang ga ga ru su su de ni ji de kar chen bo ji ti ten ni rang ge nong ge 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 da de ngu zan oda da de la ka ti ja ga ji oda dinda ge chen ni de जो चुबा से जिधे चु चु से जिधे शेबा ला रंग संग निश्चर दे शिगुआ दां जंजी संग निश्चर दे शिगुआ कर चंबो यंदु उधर दिन रचिंग वर्दे चंगुआ चु.
So as we say, when we talk about mind or when we talk about consciousness, we talk about different departments of consciousness. We have the five sense consciousness and also we have mental consciousness. In total, we have six. And from those, again, we have to understand that mental consciousness or mental awareness is the main one. The five types of consciousness that are associated with the different senses are like the secretaries, right? So imagine that you have a ministry. In every ministry, you would have the head, which is the minister. And below the minister, you would have the head secretary. And below that, you would have secretary, secretaries, you would have the treasurer, and so forth. So within our own minds, when we examine consciousness, we have to understand consciousness as being structured like that. There is always a main part, and then there are other parts of the mind that play secondary roles. And again, within the secondary roles, some parts of consciousness will play more important roles than other parts. It is very important for us always to be able to identify, that, to be aware that there are different parts of our minds, different types of consciousness, to be aware that basically we have this division between virtuous, non-virtuous, and neutral mind. And at whichever time there is one of those afflictions becomes manifest, becomes obvious, we should be able to identify it, and further on to recognize it as an enemy. And when you recognize the existence of such an affliction within the mind, again, you have to further examine and analyze and find which one is the main one, which is the minister, which is the secretary below the minister, which is the treasurer, which are the other, let's say, people who are working, not people, but in this case, you know, types of mind working under their influence and so forth. In order to practice Dharma, you need to be able, first of all, to identify the enemy. And in order to actually apply the Dharma, you need to have a basic understanding, not only of your own mind, but also of the mind of other people, and understand that there are divisions and different layers and types of consciousness.
ཨོ་ཇི་ད་སམ་གི་དེ་ཅན་ཅི་སམ་ཆང་གི་དེ་ཅན་དེ་ལ་ཅི་ཡོད་ཀྲང་ག་གང་དེ་ཅི་ན་སམ་ཆང་ག་ཅི་ས་ཅི་ཡོད་སེ་རུ་མན་དེ་བ་ང་ཅི་ང་ཅི་ད་ཅི་ཡོད་དེ་ནི་ད་དེ་ནང་ནི་ཅི་དན་ད་ཤུ་ཨ་ནང་ཡ་ཀན་རུ་ང་སེ་ཅི་དེ་ཨོ་ཇི་ད་ན་དན་ད་གི་ཅི་སམ་གི་དེ་ཅན་གི་ཚོ་པ་ཅི་ཡོད་པ་ད་ཅི་ཏང་ནི་ཅི་བ་དེ་རེ་རེ་རེ་ལ་ཁ re, da nyan re, jiga jirdaan jiga dedu, diwa nyanga, diwa thruwa nyanga yona, dingaraka thruwa nyanga yona, dedu kanyo mayenpa varmi thruwa nyanga yona, tindraga khurna mara thruwa sije ji, otan dashi se jedi nyivan dashi ji li sangi, giva samga honda jina giva li sangi, magiva honda jina magiva li sangi, otan tindraga mara ji, chongchi go sonda wo ji, ওদা তিনরাজি মা রম্বা জন্দ কগুজি ইওয়াদি সেম কঙ্গা গং কোরদন রুঙি এমবা ইয়েন্দু কন্ড্রো তি সাংয়ং গ ইওয়ারি ওদা তিনরা গ দোমবি তা সেমজাং আর জে সাজি জি নামজাং মম্বু জি জি গুয়াদি সেম নাম্বার জিবা জে জি দি নক্ত্রা সাউ রংলা নক্ত্রা জুঙ্গি তি ইং গ ইওয়ারি ইয়ে কঙ্গা লা নক্ত্রা জুঙ্গি তি ইং গ ইওয়ারি ওদা তিনরা এমবা ইয়েন্দু জাশিন জিবা জি সং গু নেন গ তিনরা চিলা তি দিউ দি
So actually this presentation of the mind and consciousness is not a simple thing. As we say, one always needs to make the distinction between mental consciousness and consciousness that is associated with the senses. And at the same time, we need to understand that for each one of those types of consciousness, there will always be an entourage, let's say, of mental factors. Because mainly when we talk about mind, we make the distinction between the main mind and the mental factors. There are different ways of enumerating those mental factors, but in general we accept that there are 51 different types of mental factors. So at any one given time, any of those, let's say, five consciousness, which is associated with one of the sense powers, would be always surrounded or would be influenced by those different types of mental factors. From among those 51 types of mental factors, there is a group of them which are called the five omnipresent ones. And they're called the five omnipresent because they always, always associate main minds, main consciousness. So, for example, within the five omnipresent mental factors, we would find things such as feeling, right? Feeling would be the sensation of pleasurable, unpleasurable, or neutral feeling according to how we classify different objects that we come in contact with. Another example of omnipresent mental factor is composition. And here we're talking mainly about composition of karma, either composition of virtues or non-virtues or neutral karma. So things like that. And there are also things such as concentration, engagement, and so forth.
Oji da dina yinba yin du ji da jiwa rin buji da li lama jangwa rin buji guyang. Oji ji nambu chu di shubha shidi dang tamba. Oda taba tsenrik dang tamba si song yang nengo di ji tsenrik tang na yang ji sen ji di sen kumar tsenrik mambu ji zang yu zariwa. Di yinba yin du oji da nambu yang gu ji sen ku di sen gu Rigdi, Oda Chumobun, Doni Tanda Shuan, Jango, Tinda Mambuchi, Niver de Marinchen, Guaji, and Bayandu, Oda Tindago Chani, Nombuji, Samgan, Rotango, Rigdi, Oda Ji, and Serica Tavala, Parion, Pantoyo Dingi. Yon Nombuji, Samga de San, and Serica non is Serion, Yon Pantangi, Mambu Yangu Yosari. Day and do, Oji, and Nombu, Samji de San, they don't.
His Holiness the Dalai Lama has actually commented on the fact that within Buddhism we always need to have a detailed examination of everything, and that our approach to things and also to the practice of Dharma should be a scientific one. And there is no better example than this presentation of the mind within Tibetan Buddhism. We are encouraged to look at all the classifications of the mind. We are encouraged to look at the mind in a scientific way. And if one trains one's mind to have this scientific approach to different subjects, then we can see how science and religion can actually come together at one point. And when we say to come together, it means that if one has the openness of scientific approach, then one can look into certain scientific matters, one can look into religious matters without necessarily seeing a contradiction in those. As a matter of fact, one can support the understanding of the other and vice versa.
ཁྱི དང
And it is very important, once you understand the different types of mind and what it is involved within mentality or within consciousness, to always examine your continuum, as well as the continuum of others. And mainly you examine your own mind, as the Kadampas, or the master, Kadampa masters of the past have said. Examine your own mind to find out whether you're following a path which is a virtuous one or a non-virtuous one. When we look at the Lamrim, and in particular in the section that deals with the presentation of calm abiding, there are two mental factors that are presented and they are said to be very important. The first one is recollection and the second one is introspection. Recollection and introspection have very important roles because they have the role of the examiner within our own mind. In a sense, they are the spies, spying to find out which direction the mind is going. And Rinpoche was saying we need spies, not only for our minds. You know, spies have very important roles. Even if you look at them within the arena of politics, you know that each country has their own spies. Some of them are spying inside the country, some of them are spying, you know, other countries and so forth. We need those two spies.
Oh, you that in that you ཁྱི Mongo tis a chulid on the terrible capsule, you're too deep cup on ten nimar, Zojava, which chulid the Tomer Darbina, Yamba Yendu, Tela J. Kabakabla to a Jidunda, Jua you dingy, Yon Day you dingy, Dershinda, what did you do you dingy? What that Jidi Chiru you had the Kabakab down to Latini yin dingy. Teon Marji, two down cups a jidin, Jerson Ayana, Yon, Jiga Sava drum. Drum majid is Chiba Yambala, T. Tanayon, my understanding of Voyon, Mandava Jaya, you are Yendu, Chilubisozu, or Jidal Hopons and Atrinja, Tasu, Kavkabla, Tuayon, Jirjinda, Mandava Mambutangu, you are ready, Savage, Jedi Chiba Yending.
Now, if we look in around the world, whether we look at the East or the West, we'll see that there is a great variety of religion systems. Not only do we have Buddhism, we have Christianity, Judaism, Hinduism, we have Muslim religion and so forth. And all of these systems, they are actually proclaiming that they have a method to offer to practitioners in order so that the people can attain or can experience peace and happiness and well-being. And although we find a great variety of explanations among those different systems, the important thing to keep in our minds is that the essence of all these religious systems is the same. Of course, there will be differences in their presentation. There will be differences because they appear at different parts of the world where there were different, let's say, cultural or social conditions. And of course, they appear at different times. And also, during the duration, let's say, of each one of those religions, it is important to understand that there will be great lamas or scholars of these traditions. Some of them gave more detailed explanations, some of them gave briefer explanations, and so forth. So there will be all sorts of this, all of these aspects will be varying or change from one religious system to the other. And that might result in what we perceive as great differences. Nevertheless, the essence of all religions is the same. And also we need to understand that from time to time, as the time changes and as the conditions change, also each one of those religious systems is undergoing a transformation. They're going through some changes.
So Savanda, Nalukatawa,
Now, If we look at an example, for example, between Buddhism and Christianity, we can see that in terms of ethical code and ethical discipline, there is quite a lot of common ground. In Buddhism, we talk about abandoning the 10 non-virtuous actions, and in Christianity, we have the 10 commands. And although there might be some minor differences between them, basically they're talking about the same thing. And something similar happens if we see in most civilized societies. We know that there are rules, that there are laws, and in most cases, you know, there's a lot of common ground between different societies. And we can see that there are some main rules that are respected, they are maintained wherever we look, whether we look at the East or the West and so forth. It is important to always examine things from two perspectives, from the perspective of contact and the perspective of view. And of course, if you compare different religious systems, you will see that there might be some differences in terms of contact, in terms of view. And again, there will be a lot of common ground. The same thing happens in politics, or the same thing happens if you compare social systems within society. There is some common ground and there are also some differences. Now, if we start talking about view, there is a very important point that is discussed a lot in Buddhism, and this point is the existence or not of a self. So we can categorize different systems, philosophical systems, according to whether they accept the existence of self or whether they negate that thing. Now, in most of the Buddhist schools, we talk about four main Buddhist schools. In most of the Buddhist schools, we negate the existence of self. There are some schools that accept, they talk about the existence of the self. But again, we need to understand that this view was presented under particular conditions, and it was a view that was suitable for a certain, you know, a particular group of trainees. Nevertheless, most Buddhist schools would say that there is no self. Now, when we negate the existence of self, it is important to understand that we do not completely negate the existence of self, but rather we negate a particular way that the self could possibly exist. So at all times we need to let's say, qualify this negation.
ตบะจินปุยจองตะตะโซนะงะสิจิตังดอกสิจิติจิรังรังอะจิจิจิละมาตุอะยินสละยองมาตุอะรังวะจิจิเกรวันตะโวซะจินปุรังตองยินนิลิรังซะจิวะจิซองซองติวะยินนะตีมะระจิกะระเสโกญอกตะมังปุซองยองกิวะรีชอกจินนิมะระตีญอกตะมะโซรังสิจิติ ရောင်းစည်တိရင်းလာတူနေကြကုန်၏ဟောတတ်တဲ့ရင်တို့ရင်းစည်တိတော့ရောင်းစည်တိရင်းကိုရောင်းရောင်းစည်တိရောင်းကရစကိုရင်းစင်းနေဖတ်ကြည့်ကြတက်ကတ်ချောင်းကြည့်ကြရောင်းစည်တိကတ်ချောင်းကြည့်ကြကတိနုံထကြည့်ရောင်းကြပါရပါတင်တဲ့ရင်ပဲရင်တို့တင်တဲ့ဆောင်ကိုနိညောက်တမ်းမဘူးကြည့်ဆောင်ရောင်းကြပါရီဟောကြည့်တက်ချောင်းကြည့်ကွာတင်တဲ့ကြည့်တော့ရောင်းငါစည်တိညောက်လို့ညောက်တော့တဲလာဒီမစွန်းနံပါတ်3မှာပါရေ Yasi, Uda Denida, Ranjiba, Sijidan, Kandamava, Jiva, Yuva, Sijitila, Kang Nishi, Uda Ranjiba, Jiva, Yuodi, Nasijidi, Toxijidi, Muzan, and the good Sati, what you and Pombodi, and Amaya, what that number Jiva, Sandi, Nayan, and the good Kiwari. और जो युवारे दे जो वमावे नॉनी तंजरवासे जेदी और तो स्तब्ध यंसी पना जो नंगन तो नंगुबोल डबदां और जो दां भाभा थमिला सब शंदा जिम्बो नामी वो सोची लेंगे और तो तंजरवे तवं जंगे दसु और जो दां आसे जेदी जगत जगना नामसी दयां रेमंदु नाम नंबर जीवा समदां जीवा युद्धिंगे लुदां जीवा युद्धि� Dong me passe jidi tienda jigo tienda jigo shob sawo jine jina mare karese go jigo tiso ben hoya yuwa mare de horo rawo jishuna oda tienda jigo tieni oma tangi be tawa se jidi jigo tienda go tangi da shagang yo dingi kanti onse di
Now, if we mentioned this whole issue of the existence of the self or the negation of this existence of the self, and as we say, most of the Buddhist schools, they negate the existence of the self. In particular, if we look at that within the frame of the great vehicle, it is very important to negate the self. It is important to negate the existence of the self, which is independent, which exists without relying, without depending on others. It is important to negate the existence of the self, which seems to be far more important than the self of others. So within the great vehicle, we identify this self that seems to be independently existent, that seems to be far more important than others, as being something which is miscomprehended, misunderstood, and to be, as a matter of fact, the root of all our problems. Creates problems for ourselves, and it creates problems for others. Then again, when we come a bit further and we analyze this, the existence of the I, of the self, how that thing particularly exists. Again, if we look at the different schools of Buddhism, we will see that there are different ways of defining this I. So as we move gradually from the great exposition school to the sutra to the mind only and finally to the middle way school, we will see that there is a progression of views. And again, within the mind, the middle way school, we have two sub-schools. So in total, you can say that we have five different presentations of this of the way that the I exists. So first of all, the first thing to examine is whether the I is the same with the aggregates. And we have to say that although the I is related to the aggregates, we could not possibly say that the I is the aggregates. Most of those five schools, in particular the lower schools, would say the I is not the physical aggregates, nevertheless the I is consciousness. When we come to the mind-only school, and in particular when we come to the consequence school of that, we have to follow the view as it was established by the great path breakers such as the Aryanagarjuna and Arya Asanga. Aryanagarjuna and Asanga, the way they define the view of the middle way consequence schools is that the I is not the same as the aggregates but is related to them. And then again, the I is not the same with consciousness but is related to consciousness. So It's a slightly different presentation. Although we do not have the time now to go into further analysis, it is good to have this brief overview of the, you know, the idea of the self, of the I, and how it is defined among the different schools.
ဝဒတ်ကြီးချူလူကြည့်ကြည့်တည်တဲ့ကြီးနေတာတင်းနေတဲ့ငွေကြီးဝကြည့်တာတပတ်ကျင်ပေါ်ကြလာမှာကဝဒန်တွေပါဒီကြီးကျဆုတမရင်ကိုဆောင်ကနေတင်းနေမှာဝဒန်တို့ကိုရရင်သူတာဒီကြီးကြီးငိုကွင်ချူချူတောင်းတာဒီရမ္မမကိုကြီးပါရီတာဒီရောက်နေတန်းဒီတင်းတဲ့ရနေချောင်းငါဘာကနောင်းနာဝဒန်တနီကြီးတာခပ်တိကဝဒတင်တဲ့ရင်ပရင်သူတဲ့သဘောကျင်ပေါ်ကြလာမတဲ့ကတော့ကျွမ်းနောင်ခြင်းရီကျေကျေတဲ့ရှင်ပန်းကွန်ပီရှင်ပြည်တင်းငင်းနောင်ဆင်းရင်တင်းငင်းကျေရှင်ပြည်တင်းကစီကျတီနောင်နာဝဒတင်ကျကရစကိုထောင်းဒတ်သဘောချေချောင်းကသဘောချောင်းကြီးမရကျော်လာတောင်ကြီးဝဒတင်ဝိန္ဒသီကျတောင်ကျွမ်းနောင်ခြင်းစီကျတောင်ဒုတိယဉ္စီကျတီ
Right, so having given a brief introduction that included some information about the view and conduct within Buddhism, we can now go back into our text. As we say, the text is the Sublime Continuum of the Mahayana. It is one of the five texts composed by Matthieu. It was written down by Arya Asanga, and Rinpoche in his presentation will follow the presentation as found in the commentary of Gyaltsa Dharma Rinchen. In the beginning of the commentary we have a lot of information which, you know, a lot of subdivisions and information like that, which we'll skip, and we will start from the point where the name of the text is presented. And just briefly, some additional information. We talked yesterday about those five texts of Maitreya, those five texts that were put down in written form by Arya Asanga. Two of those texts actually fall in the division of Sutras of the Lesser Vehicle, and the remaining three fall in the division of Sutras of the Great Vehicle. In particular, this one, the Sublime Continuum of the Mahayana, falls into the text of Great Vehicle. Of course, within the land of the Aryas, within India, there were a lot of panditas who composed commentaries on this particular text, but we are based now on the information Rinpoche will give, and by following this commentary will be based on a meaning commentary of that text.
Now,
the text actually starts by giving us the name of this particular text. In Sanskrit, it is Mahayana Uttara Tantra Shastra, and you can see in English, it translates as the Treatise of the Great Vehicle Sublime Continuum. After that, we have the homage of the translators, where it says, I pay homage to all Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. According to the great tradition, all the lotawas, all the translations of the past, would insert a line like this of paying homage to Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. And this homage was paid in order that the task of composition would be completed successfully. Now, one important thing here, we have the mention of Great Vehicle, and we mentioned that this particular text is a text of the Great Vehicle. You know that we make the distinction between the Great Vehicle and the Lesser Vehicle. And there must be something that actually makes this difference, that makes one to be greater and the other one to become lesser. Practitioners of the Lesser Vehicle have a type of mind that is easily satisfied. They have the type of mind that says, liberation is a very good goal, and if I could attain liberation for myself, I would be satisfied with that. That would be enough for me. So you can see that the scope, let's say, of or the limit of one's practice and one's aspiration is somehow smaller. But if we look at practitioners of the Great Vehicle, the scope of their mind is much greater, is much bigger. So instead of thinking that, oh, it would be all right if I just got my own personal liberation, these beings are thinking in a much bigger way. So they think that it is appropriate to reach the state of perfect and complete enlightenment for oneself, so that one would be able to benefit others. So it is due to the difference of the scope of the thinking of practitioners that we make this classification between the greater and the lesser vehicle.